On July 4th, a Juneau resident who works at Alaska Glacier Seafoods started showing COVID-19 symptoms. He got tested and quarantined at home.
Unfortunately, you can be contagious for days prior to showing symptoms, and that's what makes this disease so hard to get in front of.
Jim Erickson is vice president and co-owner of the company. Health officials who investigated the case say it resulted from community spread, not from inside the plant.
We're not sure of where he contracted it initially, because he's probably not sure, you know. Let's face it, you could pick it up anywhere.
Within a week, several coworkers on the same work crew had started to experience fevers and body aches. Alaska Glacier Seafoods employs close to 150 people during the summer and processes more than 10 million pounds of crab, fish, and prawns a year. But all of that came to a halt last week, after that initial case set off a domino effect that led to at least 40 staff members getting sick. Erickson says none of the cases have been serious. Until they can resume normal operations, other seafood processors in the region are picking up the slack. Erickson says the industry agreed before the season began to help one another out if anyone experienced an outbreak. So, Alaska Glacier Seafoods is buying from fishing tenders, then delivering the products to other facilities, instead of processing it at the Juneau plant.
It's been seamless for our fishing fleet. It hasn't been so seamless for us.
He says the most frustrating part of this process has been waiting for test results to come back. Employees have to quarantine up to a week while they're waiting for results. And that's effectively shut down all work and made it hard to plan ahead.
On average, a 5 to 7 day turnaround for testing makes it very, very difficult to get in front of this as a company and as a community.
Public health officials say there are a number of reasons test results can be delayed. There are backlogs at state labs in Anchorage and Fairbanks and at private labs out of state. In southeast Alaska, where all tests have to be flown out, weather can also cause delays. Erickson says it shouldn't be that hard. An employee who traveled to Seattle a few weeks ago for work was told he needed to test negative within 24 hours before a business meeting.
So this individual, on a Monday, got tested at noon at a drive-up testing stand in Seattle, and was emailed his negative results by 4:30 p.m. the same day. My question is, why can't we have that in Juneau?
The city and borough of Juneau has discussed buying equipment to process its own tests, but because of demand around the country, the wait list is several months long. Erickson says all they can do for now is continue testing and sanitizing and hope there isn't another outbreak. But it feels like they already did everything they could to avoid this in the first place.
If you would have asked me, hey, if you get COVID-19, where are you going to get it from? I would have said, well, from somebody we brought in from out of state, most likely. But that wasn't the case. You know, that was a success. we weren't expecting it from community spread, to be quite honest.
Some of the people who initially tested positive have already recovered, and they plan to continue testing staff who already tested negative as a precaution going forward. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.